All right, so I have a couple of different things just to share at the very end. So, you know, what is a spirit guide? A spirit guide is an entity which remains a disincarnate spirit in order to act as a guide or protector to an incarnated or living human being. Okay, so that is what a spirit guide is. But spirit guides also take the form of different things, right? So many different ways we can have a spirit guide. And so they may come as an archangel, some type of an angel, an animal. They also may come as a, you know, like a guardian of some sort. It may be a tree, you know, for some people. It may be a certain type of flower, a certain type of plant, a fairy, a mermaid, a unicorn, divas, leprechaun, a nature spirit of some sort, you know, or an elemental. And then you have also your guides who are your spiritual guides, like your guardian angel. You know, that also is something. Like I have one, and mine is Sayofia, is my main spirit guide or my guardian angel. And I work with her on a regular basis. So everyone will have theirs. And depending on what that means for you, like they'll have a name. You know, sometimes you know it, sometimes you don't. But we can find that out during this course here. And guides, they'll always show up for us in positive ways that we will personally understand if we're wanting to contact them, okay? It's not going to be a hard process to do that. We block the process ourselves by trying to think it on a logical level. They also help you with being able to see the truth in things. So again, why do people connect with spirit guides? They, from what I've seen here, you know, working with people, it's been to clear their fears, to eliminate issues and concerns, you know? And what is the benefit of working with spirit guides? Well, recording your experiences in detail and to honor yourself. Some of the other things with working with spirit guides is, because I've kept a book, for instance, you know, that I write insights in, and I've written articles about it, but I've kept up with, you know, some of the, a good bit of the changes and stuff that have happened in my life, and my guides help work with me, and I wrote a lot about that. So I was able to record my experiences about that. And that's one of the exercises that really does assist with connecting to my spirit guides, is doing that. The other thing that helps too is reflecting, following through on the guidance, you know, taking your time. And then you take your time with implementing like new ideas, projects, aspirations, even inspirations and conclusions, coming to conclusions. Guides can help with that. The other thing is, you know, another exercise that can help with connecting to your spirit guide is to live, you know, just live in the moment, live more present, rest, getting your sleep and relaxing, getting fresh air, eating well, clearing your space, and I'm talking about clearing that house, getting active, breathing deeper, and being more balanced, okay? The other part is improve connection if you need to. So some of those things will help improve your connection with your guides if you just do those. And it's something you can definitely expect. It's totally something that can happen, and it doesn't take that long. Other thing is on building a relationship with your spirit guides, that's the other part of it. That's another exercise that's important, is you'll be working with spirit guides, and like any other relationship, you want to be able to, you got to nurture that relationship. If you don't talk to them at all, or you just pretend like they aren't there or whatever, hey, they're not going to interact with you like that, because you got to be open to it. In building any type of relationship, it does require a little bit of work. But with them, I would find it's the easiest type of relationship to have, because they are concerned with how you feel and talking and all that kind of stuff and which way you want to go, how you want to do things, because you're the one in the human body that incarnated here and they're not. So most of the focus is going to be, it's going to be on us, on you. The direction of focus is on you. So all you got to do is just be present and show up. That's it. All right. So hopefully that was helpful. And we're going to go to the next part of this. Okay. All right. Thank you so much.